It's the news you need to stay informed. Wisdom News, on air, online, and on demand.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Hite with a significant weather update.
A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. A severe thunderstorm watch means that conditions are favorable for the development of severe thunderstorms over the next several hours. Some of these storms may produce large hail and strong, damaging straight-line winds. Although tornadic development can't be ruled out, damaging hail and strong winds are likely to be the primary threat with developing storms. Storms can pop up quickly, so stay up to date on rapidly changing weather conditions and be prepared to take action if warnings are issued. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Stay tuned for additional updates. I'm meteorologist Derek Hite.
For WisdomNews.com, I'm Rick Solon. Have you practiced up for Oktoberfest yet? This year's Torchlight Parade Marshal, Debbie Keller, led the singing at a pre-Oktoberfest event last night at Loggers Field. Keller and Franciscan sister Mary Ann Gushwind were introduced as this year's marshals for the two parades. Gushwind will lead the Maple Leaf Parade after many years as a local parade spectator.
I've been to most of the parades, mainly the big parade on Saturday, more than the Torchlight, but I've been to that one often too. And then I've also gone to the Fest Ball, and I've gone to the Ladies' Luncheon, to Mrs. O Banquet, so I've been, you know, supporting it for many years.
Keller has been a longtime teacher at various Northside schools in La Crosse. She'll lead the Torchlight event a week from tonight with the Maple Leaf Parade happening on Saturday, two Saturdays from now. A La Crosse man accused of killing his roommate at a mobile home park has been ordered to get treatment for an apparent mental illness. John Stumlin has been diagnosed, and a local court determined that the 55-year-old is not competent to be tried at this time for the homicide of Danielle Riordan. La Crosse County Judge Ramona Gonzalez is ordering inpatient treatment of Stumlin with medication to help him regain competency. Yesterday, Stumlin again chose not to appear for his court hearing. A La Crosse man has been sentenced to 46 months in federal prison for illegally possessing a firearm as a felon. 41-year-old Damian Heine was sentenced in U.S. District Court. La Crosse police say they recovered a handgun that has his DNA on it. Heine is prohibited from possessing firearms and ammunition due to prior felony convictions. Mental health services will be up for discussion by La Crosse County Board at its September meeting tonight. The board has a resolution asking the state to provide more money to local governments for medical assistance and crisis services. In the resolution, board members point to a number of mental health services that counties are required to supply. The county says cost of those services has gone up, but state funding assistance has not changed to meet those costs. For WisdomNews.com, I'm Rick Solom.
The news you need, when you need it, Wisdom News and WisdomNews.com. La Crosse's official forecast.
A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Severe storms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 61, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected and foggy early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82, 58 tomorrow night. Currently 81.
This is a Wisconsin Sports Zone update.
Well, Jordan Love practiced for a second straight day, and this time was in pads as the Packers prep for their trip to Tennessee on Sunday. Packers quarterback trying to return from a sprayed MCL that forced him to miss the team's win over Indianapolis last week. Getting back in the field physically is one part of the recovery. The other, Love admitted, was feeling good in his mind about where he is and being confident.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of it that is mental and just trying to make sure your mind's right for when you do get back and do get back on the field, just making sure that, you know, there's no, say, fear of, you know, re-injuring or anything like that. Just make sure. But I mean, I do a good job just trying to make sure that I'm confident in the rehab and everything I'm doing in there and the trainers, and listening to them and understanding day by day. But there's definitely a component that is very mental.
Two Packers that set out yesterday, Elton Jenkins and Jaden Reed, were back on at least a limited basis today. Jordan Morgan and Carrington Valentine remained out, while Tucker Kraft was wearing a red no contact jersey. Again, it'll be the Packers and Titans on Sunday. Green Bay comes in 1-1. Tennessee is 0-2. Kick is at noon. Turning to the Badgers, they're getting the weekend off, but we'll have their eyes on USC's trip to face Michigan this weekend. That's because the Badgers will go to LA to face the Trojans next Saturday in their Big Ten opener.
Rural Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Well, the Brewers and Diamondbacks getting their series going tonight at American Family Field. Milwaukee became the first team to clinch their division yesterday. Arizona still fighting for a wild card spot. With this Wisconsin Sports Zone Network update, I'm Zach Kyle Prin.
Pondering future plans for the Sawyer. 42 years ago, yesterday in La Crosse. In 1982, the Mary E. Sawyer Auditorium had gone mostly unused for 2 years after the opening of the La Crosse Center. Developers Paul and James Hemker suggested putting a hotel, an ice arena, an athletic club, and an office tower on the site. The idea didn't fly. La Crosse County finally acquired the Sawyer and tore it down to replace it with the current juvenile center. Walt's restaurant on South 3rd near the Giant Six-Pack was closing. It had been known as Walt's for about 60 years, named after Walt Nigley. Heilemann announced plans to remodel the building into a gift shop, theater, and a German restaurant, which was named Gottlieb's and later renamed Walt's. It later became a hospitality center. Milwaukee made it to the championship round in baseball. The Brewers faced the St. Louis Cardinals in the 82 World Series, and after Game 5, needed only one more win for the title. They didn't get that last win. Can they do it this year? They got to the series in 1982, yesterday in La Crosse. I'm Brad Williams.
As I see it, I'm Scott Robert Shaw. Here we go again. Just like clockwork, the federal government is poised to shut down in just a few weeks if Congress doesn't come up with a new spending plan to keep the government operational. We've seen this too many times. Rather than analyze where our tax dollars should best be spent, Congress just keeps approving stopgap spending measures, known as continuing resolutions, which simply keep the government funded at current levels to avoid a shutdown. This time, they're trying to tie the budget deal to legislation that would require those registering to vote to provide proof of U.S. citizenship. Keep in mind, it's already illegal for non-citizens to vote in U.S. elections, and it rarely happens. A recent study found just 30 possible cases of non-citizens voting out of more than 25 million ballots cast. Besides, funding the government and election security have nothing to do with each other, and getting a new budget should not be dependent on addressing some non-existent voter fraud. Even if Congress were to pass this bill, the Senate won't, leaving just 2 weeks before the government is poised to shut down. Our elected officials in Washington should determine what federal agencies actually need and craft a long-term budget that reflects that, rather than risking a government shutdown every 6 months. I'm Scott Robert Shaw on WISM.
It's a good thing we have Oktoberfest coming up in La Crosse. The fest will give us something to do for a few days other than focusing on the campaign season. Unless some candidates decide they want to come to the big festival to meet potential voters. At the Maple Leaf Parade, roughly a month before the fall elections, we generally see whoever is running for Congress and the legislature. We rarely get a presidential-level candidate walking the parade route. Although Senator Bob Dole did appear with fellow Republicans in the big parade around the late 80s, as I recall, I wouldn't expect Donald Trump to walk in a long parade. He might ride in a limo, but then again, Trump might be trying to avoid outdoor events because of the recent attacks aimed at him. Since he was just at the La Crosse Center lately, I don't think Trump will get to the fest. It could be a good reason to get running mate J.D. Vance to La Crosse. He hasn't gotten to town yet, but he sure seems to like Eau Claire.
As for Kamala Harris, she doesn't seem like the parade type. Her only visit to La Crosse this campaign took her to a couple of indoor events, and that was before Joe Biden dropped out. Now, Tim Walz would probably like being around parade crowds. His wife Gwen made it to the Concordia Ballroom last week for a debate-watching party. La Crosse has a good reputation as a candidate magnet, so maybe we can lure some political stars to the area to see if they can sing E-I-E-I-E-I-O. I'm Brad Williams.